morning. Good morning, New Mexico. Welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santaferadiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services, and we're at facebook.com/radiocafe. Later on in the program, we're going to be speaking about Women's Health Week, which is coming up, which is just about now, and Robert Knott will be with us speaking of the arts. Right now, I would like to welcome Carrie Peavy. She's with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, and Carl Ferguson with the St. Vincent's Hospital Foundation, here to talk about Paws for a Cause, and Ola Peterson from the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary, who is having an open house tomorrow. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Let's talk first about Paws for a Cause. This is an annual tradition, I guess, now. For you guys, it's what, the third?
Yes.
Third annual?
Yes, this is our third year doing it. It's our second year having the fun run. So right now it's a 5K walk to the plaza or a 5K fun run around Alto Park.
I think fun and run do not really go together.
Well, it's a fun run because we don't time it.
Ah, okay. And so you're going, tell us where it starts.
It starts at the at Alto Park. We're actually gathering. The registration starts at 8 o'clock. It's in the grassy area between the tennis courts and the Alto Pool. And then at 9 o'clock, the 5K fun run will start. And as soon as the run is over, we will start the walk to the plaza with all the dogs in tow.
Now, can you run with your dogs?
You can.
Absolutely. We have two categories for prizes. We have male and female top three with a dog and male and female with no dog. So
which goes faster?
Usually the no dogs.
Ah.
the people running with dogs tend to have to stop and get water or the dogs want to sniff something. So it's a little slower.
Right, right. And dogs, of course, on a leash.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One dog per person. Dogs on a leash, and we recommend the non-extendable leashes.
Right, because those can get extremely tangled with all the other
Absolutely.
Dogs and people.
Absolutely.
Do you have the littlest to the biggest dogs out there running every year?
We do. Everything from Chihuahuas to Great Pyrenees, Great Danes, I think we had one last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I know my little three-legged Chihuahua Terrier mix will be out there this year.
So it's just as cute as can be, and it's to benefit the animal shelter and the St. Vincent's Hospital Foundation. What is happening at the animal shelter these days?
Well, it's springtime, so of course it's puppy and kitten time. So we've just have tons and tons of them coming in. As always, we're looking for foster homes because we can't adopt out the puppies or kittens until they're at least 2 months old. So we need a safe place to keep them. We try not to keep them in the shelter because they're just more vulnerable to catching illnesses and getting sick. So if we can keep them in a foster home, it's just a better environment for them. And
now,
it helps keep them socialized.
I've always wondered whether a foster home is actually just basically a trick to get people to fall in love with their little animals.
It can be. I know the first litter I fostered, I ended up keeping one, and I think most people do end up keeping one some point in time along the way as they're fostering. But there's a lot of people who just, they foster, and that's what they do, and they're good at it, and they don't keep them.
And they just, that's their thing, and they give them back, and they can let go, and the next crop comes in.
Absolutely. I mean, after you've had some puppies for anywhere between 4 and 6 or 8 weeks, and you've cleaned up after them that long, sometimes you're ready to give them up.
That's true.
Especially a whole litter.
Yeah. So, Carl Ferguson, you're with the St. Vincent's Hospital Foundation.
Yes.
What do you guys do?
Well, right now, our main focus this year is fundraising for our new breast center. And so the proceeds for Paws for a Cause this year and actually our gala in the fall will go toward the new breast center.
Meaning breast cancer?
Breast cancer, breast reconstruction, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so I suppose it's not an entirely unlikely alliance, animal shelter and the hospital foundation.
Well, I think one of the things that we thought of when we initially came together was really kind of promoting healthy lifestyles. And so what better way to get outside and walk with your pet and get out on a beautiful Saturday morning. And May is usually beautiful weather, and we're praying for nice weather tomorrow as this is our third annual Paws for a Cause. And we hope people will come out. I mean, not only we have the fun run and the walk, but afterwards, I think the funniest part is we have a few contests between the owners and the their pets. And we have Best Barker.
Which can eat more? No.
Exactly. I think my dog would win that. Best Barker, Best Kisser, Best Tail Wagger, and I think the best one is Looks Most Like Owner. And it's actually quite scary to see how people really resemble their owners.
It's so very true. Sometimes you say, is that your biological child?
Right, exactly.
So all that is happening, and it sounds like great fun. And once again, it starts at what time?
8 o'clock is registration starts. 9 o'clock, the fun run will start. And approximately 9:30, the walk to the plaza will start.
Paws for a Cause, the third annual community dog walk and run. Now, Ulla Peterson is with us. She's with the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary. And that is an unusual place that we've talked about on the air before. It's a real pet hospice.
Yes.
Or animal hospice.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, we do end-of-life care and hospice for dogs and horses and poultry. And unfortunately, there is a need for it. As I've found over the years, as people have been calling with help to care for their older animals. And I have found that we don't really any longer have a model for caring for our senior animals. And so that's something that we seek to really reestablish so that the senior animals can stay in their homes, and we help people do that. But we also provide a model for it and hope to inspire people to just go that little extra length and know what to do and really care for their seniors and know that that's important, just like it's important to care for our senior human folks.
And caring for an old pet isn't necessarily easy, and if you don't think you have the time and stuff like that, tell us more about the model that you are providing for people. What can people learn by the way you guys care for animals?
Uh-huh. They can come and visit in our home. This happens out of my home, basically. And on the average, we have 18, 20 very senior dogs. We have 3 very senior horses, and we also have the rescue poultry. And so they learn about the care that we provide, which is very individualized, and we have volunteers that come and help. We do a lot of nursing care. We really focus on, as Carl said here, two healthy lifestyles, and that our focus on that is really on wellness care. No matter how short a time they might be with us, they may be with us only for a couple of days, a couple of weeks. Sometimes something happens, they pick up again, they come traumatized, and they pick up again, maybe stay for a year or two. So a lot of that is a very healthy, nurturing environment, good nutrition, a real sense of safety, feeling safe and feeling wanted, and feeling that they're part of our community, both of their own kind and also, of course, us human folks that care for them, and also a healthy environment in that we are ecologically sound. We don't use any toxins or any pesticides, and we want to make sure that everybody who lives there, be it the earthworms or the sparrows or the ravens, that they are all feel included and have a sense of sanctuary there, that they are all safe there, basically, and wanted.
Now, you've had a lot and continue to have a lot of animals that are whose bodies have been so compromised by abuse.
Yeah.
And abuse continues to be a problem in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. Animal abuse, I suppose, everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We are really, several generations, we really sort of lost out on that model of caring, of including our senior folks, be it in the human population or in the animal population, in the continuum of care in the families and how the seniors are included in families. There's such a focus on youth, and of course that's wonderful too. But so often it happens that the seniors, when they look a little gray or they need a little extra care, we need to slow down to be with them. Often that's really all you need to do, and there isn't really a model for that. It's become very fast lifestyles, and people have gotten into the thinking that this is something you need to hand over to the experts, to be it to the nurses or the care facilities or whoever knows about aging. But it's really a completely natural thing, and that happens to all of us if we live long enough, and we're going to have some of those issues if we live long enough, some of us. And we need a little help from our friends and family members, and that's really what it comes down to, teaching that, how we can help each other when we get a little frail and just need a little support, be it sometimes medical or sometimes just common sense.
Now, the open house, the spring open house, is this Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
So there, you can come out to the, and I've been there now a number of times, this wonderful, wonderful animal sanctuary. From basically, you can come all day and just walk around and sign a birthday card. It's you're having everybody's birthday celebrated on one day, all the little doggies and other animals' birthday. But you're also having some events, basically some real wellness care kind of events.
Right. We want to really give people an opportunity to learn about some of the things that we do for this special care. Of course, I mentioned the good nutrition and supplements, and that's real, real important. But we also do other things that are contributed by some of all these wonderful caregivers and health providers in Santa Fe. So we have
doggy dental care
we have here.
Do you really brush your dog? I've never gotten past the, I can't brush my dog's teeth.
Well, you could probably learn if you wanted
to. You can
to.
Learn.
And there is ways to learn that and get you started. I'd be happy to help you someday if you'd like to. But I must admit, we do not get around to 20 dogs every day. We just don't. Most of our dogs arrive with really their dental situation in a very poor way. And many have had to have their teeth pulled completely, for instance, because there was no way of salvaging them.
So then you just have to feed them mush for the rest of their
lives?
Yes,
uh-huh. Yeah, and it's healthy mush, though. But yes, it has to be soaked, and it has to be prepared in a certain way, and they can't usually eat out of a regular dish, for instance, because it just slushes around. So we feed them on a special type of paper where there's a little bit of resistance on. They can actually pick it up and process it in the mouth and actually then swallow it. But on Saturday, so this is, we are open Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4. It's free, of course, and welcome for families and anyone who's interested. On Saturday, we have Dr. Mike Dobish with the Smith Veterinary Clinic, and is going to be talking about dental care. And little Sammy, a lot of you folks out there knows our little Sammy, who is now at least 18 years old.
An 18-year-old little doggy.
And Sammy has been with us for many years after he was thrown out by his original family about 10 years ago because he was too old. So, and then 1 to 2, we're going to have Jessica O'Donohue with T-Touch, and she does wonderful, very sensitive and caring. It's an energy healing work. And then 2:30 to 3:30 is going to be Alita Worthington with animal communication. And she really inspires people to increase their human bonding or their human-animal bonding, you know. And then on Sunday, we're going to have Dr. Marianne Schadler at 1 to 2, maximum support for wellness care. So we're doing a case study of our Gracie, who actually came from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, too, back in the fall. And she has recovered pretty well. And then 2:30 to 3:30 is Dr. Sherry Gaper, who is our animal chiropractor, and she does wonderful work in keeping our old folks on their four legs most of the time.
And so that's all this coming weekend at the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary. For more information on that, you can go to kindredspiritsnm.org, or you can give them a call to get directions at 471-5366. Pause for a Cause is also happening this weekend. Anything you want to add before we go?
I just want to let people know that there's still time to register. They can come down to REI today between 3 and 6 p.m. to register, or they can register tomorrow morning between 8 and 9 at Alto Park.
So we will see you at Pause for a Cause tomorrow morning, Saturday, and then the whole rest of the day and Sunday at Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary. Thank you all so much for being with us. Carrie Peavy from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, Carl Ferguson from St. Vincent's Hospital Foundation, Ola Peterson from the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary. And
thank you so much
for everything you do.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break right now. Please stay tuned. I'd like now to welcome Katie Yonda. She is from Women's Health Services and is here to talk about what's happening as part of, National Women's Week? National Women's Health Week.
You've got it. It's National Women's Health Week. It's coming up this next week, starting on Mother's Day Sunday. And we're calling it Spread the Health Santa Fe 2010 here in town. And I'm from Women's Health Services. And we are really coordinating a group of community agencies, local businesses, restaurants, et cetera, for events throughout the week and to celebrate women and girls and promote health, healthy living, and wellness. So kind of creating a health map of Santa Fe for a bunch of resources for women. And it starts this Sunday, Mother's Day, with a community walk. And we are actually, I was just listening to your last callers. They were... We're having a community walk. It starts in front of the Women's Health Services. It's a community walking gathering along the river. But there's also going to be music with Kamusha, dance with Mosaic Dance Ensemble. They're from Pomegranate Studio. Food with the co-op, and face painting with Santa Fe Children's Museum. So we're thinking it's going to be a really fun sort of gathering after Mama's Day brunch and
nice.
To celebrate women and girls. Yeah.
And so on Saturday, you can walk with your dogs. Sunday, you can walk with the gals. Well, I suppose it's not just women.
Exactly. Yeah, I keep saying it's for the women and non-women in your life. and for the mamas and the non-mamas.
The non-women would include a lot of canines for some people. But anyway, so what are some of the issues that you're dealing with at Women's Health? What are some specific women's health issues that are really on the forefront?
Well, Women's Health Services is a community clinic, and we've been around for 37 years. So it's really responsive to the community and provides sort of sex and gender-specific medicine, quality services, great providers, people who really look at sort of comprehensive, holistic health. And right now, access is on everyone's minds. So that's an issue. And we're really working and connecting with other community resources and the spirit of National Women's Health Week. We're partnering with the New Mexico Governor's Women Health Office, and there's lots of stuff in Albuquerque as well. But the community partners throughout the week are having a bunch of stuff with, you know, the Santa Fe Rape Crisis Center, with Esperanza, GCCC, the Genevieve Chavez Community Center. Like, there's a bunch of events, and that's on spreadthehealthsantafe.org, all spelled out. And for example, we're really having women think about, for this National Women's Health Week, Spread the Health Santa Fe, focusing on one or two things that you can do to make your life healthier. How can you treat yourself?
What are some of those things?
Yeah, well, there's a stress reduction class on Monday, both at the Santa Fe Rape Crisis Center at 1 o'clock and then at Women's Health Services at 6 o'clock.
What do you do in a stress reduction class?
Well, practical skills about sort of breathing and meditation, looking at the stress factors of your life and having some real practical skills of like, okay, in the moment and in the long term, how can I reduce stress? And that's, you know, breathing and whatever your joy is, exercise, et cetera. But then there's also these community partners that we have, such as the Genevieve Chavez Center. We've got free class passes if you come to the walk. We've got free class passes with for Zumba and Nia and Cardio Jam and Cardio Cycling, et cetera. So Genevieve Chavez has really reached out and to the community and with us to partner. And then places like the Yoga Source, there's free passes throughout the week. A place called Tranquility Spa, which has flotation and massage. Herbs Etc., which, as you know, is a great local institution. And then restaurants like Zia Diner. Tuesday, all day Tuesday, you can come and support Women's Health Services and Spread the Health Santa Fe, and Backroad Pizza on Friday. So they're really just, you know, if it's, we've got a dance party at Corazon on Thursday with Nosotros, just a bunch of different stuff, author readings, etc. So there's just a bunch of different ways that you can focus on your own health, including coming to our Mother's Day gathering and walk. And that's right by the co-op, Women's Health Services on Alameda. Starts at 2 p.m. Again, there's going to be dance, music, face painting, food, a lovely walk along the river. And, yeah, you can come out with your dogs on Saturday and come join us with your after lunch for a really fun celebration.
On Sunday.
On Sunday.
From 2 to 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
For more information, once again, you can go to spreadthehealthsantafe.org. It's National Women's Health Week 2010. And Katie Yanda is with Women's Health Services on West Alameda. Thank you so much for being with us.
It was a pleasure. Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
We're going to take a break right now. Robert Knott will be back in just a moment. I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott.
Where is that guy?
He's right here, looking dapper. He is the education reporter. Look at the little smile crept across
fall
his face.
Fall in love. I'm never gonna fall in love. Remember that song by Tom Jones?
No.
It's stuck in my head now because I heard it on the radio. Except I always want to do songs like Dean Martin would do them.
Well, exactly. It sounds like it was by Dean Martin. Robert Knott is the education writer with the Santa Fe New Mexican, and he also writes for the Pasatiempo, which is the Friday Arts magazine in the Santa Fe New Mexican. And I hear the pitter-pat of Mary Lynn LeBlanc's microphone.
Right. I wanted to tell Robert, well, maybe he should go see this film that we're going to give tickets away for. It's called Late Bloomer. He might just fall in love.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give, in a moment, we're going to give away tickets to this. Whether or not you win the tickets, you've got to go to this movie. It's amazing. It's a very unusual movie. And, we don't get to see contemporary Asian cinema very often. We talked to Red Cell and the director of Tide Point Pictures, which is an Asian film distribution company. And, boy, there's some great stuff coming up as part of the Asian Film Festival. And the first one is this coming Sunday at 8 o'clock at the Screen on the campus of the College of Santa Fe. And we're going to give away one pair of tickets to the...
Late Bloomer.
Fourth caller?
The fourth caller. And you know what? This is, according to the information I got, this is the only night they're going to show
that. Yeah, it's one night only at the Screen.
And 8 p.m.
It's a black and white film. But it's new. It's within the last few years. And so you can go see it. So 428-1382. 428-1382, fourth caller. So what else is happening?
Well, there's a new documentary called Babies. Rock-a-bye babies. Making lots of fun. Anyway, it's at DeVargas. Laurel Gladden is a fun writer for the Pasatiempo. Has written a fun review, 2.5 chilies. Some good things, some bad. And I find it very amusing because I love the trailer. They got the little babies doing all sorts of shtick, and they're being cute. And then one baby is taking a bath, like in a big tin tub, and then the goat behind him drinks out of the tub because the goat wants water.
Well, like, can you blame him?
No, it's like the Little Rascals. Those guys are great. They always had like monkeys and goats in their movies, and the monkeys in Inexplicably were always dressed as sailors, and they would like throw pastries and cream puffs in the party scene. But I don't know why the party always had, like, tables full of pies whenever Monkees or the Three Stooges showed up.
I don't know why we're talking about this when we could be telling you that tonight Hampton Sides is going to be at Collected Works Bookstore at 6 in the evening talking about his new book, Hellhound on His Trail, The Stalking of Martin Luther King Jr.
Uh-huh.
and the International Hunt for His Assassin. I'm actually going to be talking to him. He's got another event coming up. I'm not sure when, but I'll be talking to him later on in the month. But you should definitely check it out at
Collected Works
Bookstore tonight.
O'clock.
And then on Sunday at 4 o'clock, Rita Feinstein, a 17-year-old student at Santa Fe Community College, will read from her fiction portfolio. She's the 2010 National Award winner of a Scholastic Art and Writing Award. And she will be an honoree at an award ceremony at Carnegie Hall on the 9th of June. She's a young writer, but apparently she's very good.
She's not alone, however, in this reading, although she's sort of become the star youth writer. It is a series of young writers who are all studying writing at Santa Fe Community College.
Oh, okay.
And so she's one of many. She has become sort of the headliner. But 4 o'clock, Collected Works, also Sunday. Good stuff. Head on over there. We have a little note about it in subtext today, which is our literary column in our book review section. And PASA still does book reviews. Take a look-see.
Nice.
Santa Fe High, Advanced Studio Art Show. Opening reception tonight. Tonight. It's called Cycles of Time. It's not about bicycles. It's just cycles.
Okay.
5 o'clock, George O'Keefe Education Annex, 123 Grant Street. That's Laurie Anderson's art class. She's a pretty dynamic, fun teacher. I was down in her class the other day at Santa Fe High.
Laurie Andrews?
Laurie, thank you. Did I say Anderson?
Yes.
All right, sorry.
She's
all
fantastic.
She's sometimes
great.
I misspell Laurie, too. But when you're talking to them, they don't care?
Yeah, when you're on the radio, it doesn't matter quite as much. Punctuation doesn't matter as much on the radio either.
Clearly.
Which is why I don't correct your punctuation.
You're wonderful.
Because I can't see it.
You're wonderful. Okay, so tonight, here we go. Box Gallery has Winter State, paintings by David Nakabayashi. We have a cover story on him in Pasatiempo, opening 5 p.m. Take a look-see. Chiaroscuro has sculpture by John Geldersma, furniture by Chad Manley, and photos by Judith Vijvoda. Vijvoda, perhaps. Reception 5 o'clock. That's tonight. They're up on Canyon Road. Gallery 822 at 822 Canyon Road has the 7th anniversary show. Reception 5 o'clock. A lot of Canyon Road openings tonight.
Do you know what chiaroscuro means?
Yeah, sure I do.
What does it mean?
Well, I was hoping you'd tell us.
Light, dark.
That's excellent. That's exactly, I was going to say dark, light.
Same thing.
I'd be fibbing either way. Claudia Mara has X-ray photos by Nick Avisi. Reception 5 to 7 through June 7th. We have a story in Pasatiempo today. They're down on Johnson Street now. X-ray photos, I wonder what that means. Like skeletons, you see?
It's like when you put those X-ray glasses on that you used to get when
from the comic books in the 60s, and I thought I was going
to
see the girls.
I just said that to bait you, and you so took the bait.
I thought I could see, like, the girls and the college volleyball team girls that used to practice next door, and I thought that I would be able to see, and none of that happened.
So, on Monday,
okay, final thing here.
The 10th of May, Meryl Lederman Euclides will be lecturing at Tipton Hall at 6 o'clock. She is an artist. She's actually the artist in residence for the New York City Department of Sanitation. And I will be talking to her on Monday morning on the Radio Cafe. And she is absolutely brilliant. She's one of those people whose work is not, what would you call it? It's not just about her. It's public art. It's about the many, many people and environments whose lives that she touches and who are all living in the same space. But this New York City sanitation stuff is super cool. And so that's Santa Fe Art Institute's lecture series at Tipton Hall, 6 o'clock on Monday. And today, from 5 to 7, there's also a free event, Santa Fe Art Institute's Youth Education and Outreach Program's All Elements Exhibition of Youth Works.
Great.
So
excellent.
That is happening, too. It's a great place. Santa Fe Art Institute, sfai.org, 505-424-5050.
Head on over there.
Head on over there.
Relative Good is the new Teatro Paraguas production.
Have you seen it?
It opens, I believe it opens this weekend.
Oh, great.
And I'm going to go next weekend. Teatro Paraguas is at 3221B Richards Avenue. Here's a phone number, 424-1601. You got kids, you don't know what to do with them this weekend. You don't want to make them clean the kitchen floor, do the taxes, or get in trouble. Bring them over to Pandemonium Productions' musical version of Seussical, which is about the Cat in the Hat and those guys doing antics with music.
Antics with music.
7 o'clock tonight, runs through the weekend. Call 982-3327, also next week. Or head over to Santa Fe High School if the kids are a little older and go see You're in Town, the hilarious musical satire that's also very dark. Santa Fe High, Joey Chavez. I'm hearing through the grapevine that it's sold out, but I'm not sure. At 21 Yucca Road. Joey does great stuff. He'll be leaving Santa Fe High to go to the New Mexico School for the Arts soon. Meanwhile, NDI has Zing Goes My Heart, which I would think would be Zing Goes the String of My Heart, because there's that old Judy Garland song.
Yep.
Zing goes the string of my heart. So of course, I always do it like Dean Martin. Dear, when you smile at me, I hear a rhapsody. Anyway, that's at NDI, Dance Barns, Alta Street, 5 and 7 p.m. tonight. I'll give you a phone number there, 983-7661. And many of these events do run through the weekend, even though we're highlighting tonight. One more thing. This is odd to me, and I want you to comment on it. because you know so much more about classical music than I do.
Are you talking about the fact that there's a Weimaraner assistance dog in the cafe right now? No?
I mentioned x-ray glasses, but you can bring in animals anytime you like. Unfortunately, I love them. I did not know there was such one. Is there any sort of assistant dog celebration or graduation going on?
No, but Paws with a Cause, third annual community dog walk and run, is on Saturday. And the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary open house is Saturday and Sunday, but we've already talked about that.
I was going to ask you about Mozart and Mariachi.
Ah.
That's tonight at 6:30 at St. Francis Auditorium. This is the Santa Fe Youth Symphony Association Spring Concert. How could they possibly tie Mozart with Mariachi?
They both start with M.
On Saturday.
I understand.
Both start with M.
Well.
Bagpipes in the Park at Federal Place, 11 o'clock.
Bagpipes?
No, the Thistle Society of New Mexico. I don't make this stuff up. No charge, 11 o'clock, bagpipes, Saturday, down Federal Park, the big trees down there by the post office. Bagpipes, that's great. Remember that Three Stooges movie where the skeleton comes out of the closet playing the bagpipe in the Scottish castle?
Sangre de Cristo Chorale is having its spring concert, Voices and Brass. Doyle Preheim is the conductor of that, and it's Sunday, this coming Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Santa Maria de la Paz Church in Santa Fe. And you can go to SDC, Sangre de Cristo, Chorale.org.
What's it called?
Voices in Brass.
Oh, it'll knock you right on your brass, I hear.
Oof.
Meanwhile.
I love how everything is called Sangre, it's called Blood of Christ.
I know, it's really
pleasant. I'm still waiting for Blood of Christ Surgical Associates.
Yikes. Mother's Day, it is Sunday. I'm reminding you, as it's Friday, I got a card out to my mommy, and I'm going to call her on Sunday. Say hello. Mother's Day weekend art show ties in with this. According to the artists that are going to be at the Cathedral Basilica of St. Francis of Assisi Courtyard, Cathedral Place downtown, on Sunday and Saturday, head on down there. Could just be a regular art show, but maybe there'll be some stuff. You know, you're in town, you're panicked. What do you get, Mom? And there you go.
Hey, did you mention the Charlotte Jackson Fine Arts opening tonight? And Joan Watts is the artist, and that's from 5 to 7, 200 West Marcy Street.
I was trying to talk about art shows, and then you interrupted me with some thing about
X-ray
glasses.
Oh, no, keep going on art shows.
Laura Bell signs copies of Claiming Ground, 5 o'clock Tuesday at Garcia Street Books. The Meat Puppets do alternative rock, 7:30 Santa Fe Brewing Company on Thursday
the
night.
The Meat Puppets are here?
The Meat Puppets.
Really?
Yes. Do you know much about them?
No, but they were around like 20 years ago.
Well, what's the surprise? I was around 20 years ago.
Yeah,
you never
that's true.
Honor me with that sort of, you know, breathy.
I haven't even heard their name for that long. Anyway, go ahead.
Let me see. What else was I going to tell you? Something about the... but it's a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald at the Lunge.
Yes.
Frida Payne.
Frida Payne singing the songs of Ella Fitzgerald, and apparently she really has kind of got Ella down.
That's what the reviews are saying. 7:30 tonight and tomorrow night at the Lenzic. It's strange. Years ago, I did a performance where I had to dress up in a bunny outfit with two other guys. I'm not making this up.
No, of course you're not.
And we sang A Tisket a Tasket, A Green and Yellow Basket, which was an Ella Fitzgerald song. And then in between we would do jokes. And I don't remember many of the jokes, but I do remember singing the song.
And you're turning red, oddly enough.
Because there's unfortunately some video out there of it, and I'm trying to get my hands on it so I can burn it.
So you can put it on YouTube?
No, I would be embarrassed to have it on YouTube. Me dressed in a bunny outfit?
Now, Cinco de Mayo was 2 days ago, but it's being celebrated tomorrow at the Warehouse 21
Yay!
Youth Festival. It's youth
Warehouse.
Music and arts at Warehouse 21. And lots and lots of stuff, fun stuff, and DJs and music and art and all kinds of good things.
A great youth arts place over on Paseo de Peralta can always use volunteers, help, a couple of bucks, input, people showing up for their shows. Think
definitely.
Along the lines of Under 21, the children's operetta auditions are happening for the Universalist Unitarian Congregation's production of Brundabar. Is that like that song from Sound of Music? Brandabar, Brandabar. Oh, wait, that's from
That's
Christmas
Edelweiss.
Day. Really? That's Edelweiss?
You just were singing the tune of Edelweiss.
Really? Is that from Sound of Music? Did I at least get the
yeah.
song? Okay, good. You can always take your kids to the Santa Fe Children's Museum at 1050 Old Pecos Trail, where today at 2 o'clock they're going to paint with bubble wrap. I just see antics occurring all over the place. On Sunday, Annie Rose, the Flower Fairy, will be doing face painting there at 2 o'clock, and there's going to be live bunnies. Now, bunnies have never been like the best pets, but they're awfully cute.
It's a good thing that the bunnies and the bubble wrap are on two different days.
Yes. Everyone. Once in a while, you really get me. That was a beauty. Can I do a self-plug?
Yes.
Because it involves a lot of really good actors. I'm having a big, great
trip
time
to Bountiful.
Yeah, I know. It's
I'm going tonight. Let's see. When am I going? Tonight or tomorrow? Tomorrow.
Forgive me. I try not to do that much, but it's...
No, I was going to say.
Scott Harrison's put together a really nice show tonight, tomorrow at 8, and Mother's Day at 2. Mother's Day are a little less expensive if you're tight on money. 660-2379. It's really an honor to work with these people like Lois Viscoli and Mona Malik and Liam Lockhart. So, yeah, that's that.
So, that's that. It's a wonderful play, El Museo Cultural. What's the number over there?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it is El Museo Cultural, and you could call 660-2379. For me, it's a very different part. That doesn't mean I'm any good in it, but people are expecting me to do slapstick, and I try.
It's great to see you on stage.
Well, thank you. I'll be getting on one going to Tucson later today at the rate of this thing. Here we go.
You mean a stagecoach?
Yeah. What would you have been back in the old West? What kind of character would you have been?
I wouldn't have gone West. I would have been one of those people who said, sorry to see you go, but I'm staying here.
Oh, so you would have been a Boston socialite.
I don't know if I would have been a Boston socialite, but getting on some kind of stagecoach and going West under those conditions, apparently somebody did a study of women's diaries of people who went West, and they could not find a single woman who wanted to go West. It was always the dudes.
So you would have stayed back East and run an all women's college with nude swimming?
Well, I know you would have. Okay, so Vista Grande Public Library's monthly author talk series is hosting Santa Fe young adult author Alexandra Diaz on Thursday, the 13th of May at 7 o'clock at the library, and she will discuss her debut novel, Of All the Stupid Things. For more information, you can go to the library at... you can phone the library at 466-7323 or go to vglibrary.org.
Take a look at the main paper today. I wrote about the budget cuts in the Santa Fe school system, but also there's a piece on six St. John's students who are going over to Nepal to help this summer.
Very nice.
With sanitation and water filtering processes. And they're having a couple of upcoming events that they're hoping to get some donations for. It's listed in the story in the B section of the New Mexican. So, and I'm not seeing it in the PASA calendar, which is probably my fault, but... take a look, see, and it's a good story. See if you want to support them. They're out there trying to make a difference in this crazy world.
Artistas de Santa Fe at 228B Old Santa Fe Trail are doing demonstrations of sculptural and altered books, lino cuts and wood cuts, calligraphy, from 2:30 to 4:30 on Saturday. That's tomorrow. So you can just join them for a fun afternoon and see how some of these artistic processes are actually accomplished.
By the way, St. John's is doing Shakespeare's comedy Midsummer Night's Dream this weekend.
Nice.
Up in the Peterson Student Center. Call 984-6070. Not too much money to get in. Los Wise Guys who play rock and roll. 8 o'clock Saturday at La Fiesta Lounge. I want to go hear them and do some dancing to them. Straight No Chasers playing Monday, 8 o'clock. There's a story in Paso Tiempo by Michael Wade Simpson. They're an a cappella group. And by the way, they have no instrumental accompaniment. And there's also an all-ages informal swing dance on Monday night. Lessons at 7, dance at 8, Odd Fellows Hall. Not too much money to learn how to dance, and only a couple bucks more to dance. 473-0955.
And Cesar Bobole and Tradiciones at Hotel Andaluz tonight from 7 to 9. Where's that?
I was about to say to you, Hotel Andaluz. I don't know where that is.
I don't know where that is either.
The Hotel Andaluz.
Maybe it's in Albuquerque. Anyways, traditional Cuban music. So if you know where it is, check it out.
Did we mention canons of the Middle Ages and the Renaissance as Musica Antigua de Albuquerque does Round and Round We Go 4:30 Sunday?
Cannons? They're going to shoot people with cannons?
No, it's a canon of music. You know what a canon of music is?
There's two different kinds of cannons.
Well, this cannon has one end. So it ain't loaded. Anyway, they're doing this stuff at 4:30 at the Christ Lutheran Church, Arroyo Chamizo. Not too much money to get in. 505-842-9613. We can't say prices on the beautiful, wonderful KSFR.
Hey, there's an opening at Java Joe's tonight from 5 to 7. Photographers Richard Conleyan and Jane Whitmore and painters Patricia Condit and Sandra Place will present Visions of Guatemala, and it runs through the 2nd of June, and it's a benefit for Friendship Bridge, which is a microcredit program for indigenous women of Guatemala.
The St. John's program I was talking about is called Founding Peace. Here's a phone number, 984-6070. I think it's a Tuesday night event, not a Monday night event, but it could be a Monday night event as listed in the PASA calendar. But call and make sure. They're trying to raise some money for their charitable efforts this summer in Nepal. Did we talk about the Santa Fe Farmers Market on Tuesday? Once in a while, we like to give them a plug.
Please do.
7 to noon across the street at the 1607 Paseo de Peralta, across the street from Warehouse 21. Head on over. And Cindy Green is going to be speaking about the Trail Writer's Guide, talking about how you can write while you're out in nature at 5:30 on the Travel Bug on Wednesday. It's her green approach to writing. Being her name is Green, that's very cute. It's free, 992-0418. Have you ever written, like, out in the middle of nature, like just going out there and started to pen some prose or poetry or something?
I've definitely sat with my diary in the wild. By on top of a mountain or by a stream, but I haven't done that kind of thing for a long time.
And you were alone?
Yeah.
Were you nude?
Oh, shut up.
I thought it was nature.
Okay.
Writing.
Experimental live electroacoustic music at Santa
blushing.
Fe Complex tonight at 8 o'clock. J.E. Dean and David Dunn.
J.E. Dean.
A premiere concert of new electroacoustic duo, also featuring a new collaborative sound piece by Phil Montione and Martin Back. Santa Fe Complex is at sfcomplex.org. And those guys are fantastic. David Dunn is a great musician and thinker and amazing person.
Listen to this, because I'm not making it up. 7 o'clock on Thursday, Vista Grande Public Library out in El Dorado.
I just said that.
Of all the stupid things, three ferns, one forbidden love affair.
Oh, who's not listening now?
No, but this is
my
point.
I read that.
One forbidden love affair of three friends. Now, tell me what that's about.
I have read the book.
But that's the sort of naughty thing. If I mention it, you'd call me on it. There's three friends and there's a forbidden love affair. Let me tell you, there's something naughty going on
there. Listen, love triangles are as old as literature itself.
What about quadrinkles and quintuplets?
I wouldn't know.
What time is it?
It is 8:52.
You're very feisty this morning.
Hey, the Dragonfly... The Dragonfly School is having their spring fair tomorrow.
That's
from
right.
10 to 2. It's at 935 Alto Street.
Oh, I'm glad you reminded me.
Wonderful place, a community event filled with fun for all ages, games and prizes for the kids, arts and crafts, including gifts for mom, plant sale, massage and acupuncture booths, book sale. Wow, a lot of stuff. Music, silent auction, memberships for Casa Solana Pool and the Children's Museum, all kinds of good things. So for more, and tomorrow from 10 to 2 at 935 Alto Street, for more information, you can go to dragonflyschool.com or call 995-9869.
A couple of elementary school shows today. Thank you for bringing this up. Both at 1 o'clock. One at Carlos Gilbert called Our Treasures. It's a multicultural story about family heritage that the kids put together. It's 1 o'clock, Carlos Gilbert on Griffith Street, free. And then Ramirez Thomas is doing Let's Dance, a salsa dance show. The kids
nice.
Are doing with Kathy Anderson, I think is the teacher. Since I said Laurie Anderson before, I don't want to get it wrong. Ramirez Thomas, 1 o'clock, both free. So if you live in those neighborhoods and you want to go to something that the kids are doing in schools, head on over.
So Margaret Moore Booker, whom we've had on the air, she's the author of The Santa Fe House, Historic Residences, Enchanting Adobes, and Romantic Revivals.
Ooh.
Will be here in Santa Fe on Sunday at El Zaguan at 545 Canyon Road.
Excellent.
From 1 to 4. It's part of the Historic Santa Fe Foundation's annual Mother's Day Historic House Tour.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
A lot of museums and art spaces. Check them out. CCA is doing Collect Inside 8, opens tonight at 5 o'clock. George O'Keefe has a number of shows, including the aforementioned Santa Fe High thing opening today at 5 o'clock. The Governor's Gallery still has the FSA Photographers in New Mexico up on the fourth floor of the Capitol, free. Many of the local museums are free for New Mexican residents on Sunday. Consider going in, even though it's maybe a beautiful day. Because you have the New Mexican Museum of Art, the History Museum, Spanish Colonial Art. There's a lot of choices, and don't forget the museums in town or some of the art. Independent art spaces, as you often mention, Santa Fe Art Institute on the College of Santa Fe. Site Santa Fe still has one-on-one running through May 9th. And then Santa Fe Complex over on Agua Fria Street. I'm not quite sure what they're doing with Side Street, but I know there's probably
Santa
something.
Fe Complex?
Yeah.
Well, I just made an announcement of what they're doing tonight.
Say it again.
It's the David Dunn. And
oh, that's it. Yeah, it's what David Dunn did. Oh, terrible grammar. So yeah, that's good, and I'm glad we had a really nice conversation this morning. What else can I do for you?
What else can you do for me?
Yeah.
Well, that's an impertinent question.
I meant it in a nice way, like a foot massage.
Ah, that'll work as a start. Hey, on the 10th of May, at Santa Fe Community College's School of Arts and Design is presenting its Performing Arts Spring Showcase at 7 o'clock at El Museo Cultural. And more than 100 students and faculty members performing dance and theater. It's free and open to the public. 428-1731 for more information.
And the Santa Fe Playhouse's Southwest Children's Theater is presenting The Ugly Empress and the Dainty Dragon. 7 o'clock.
That sounds like your kind of a thing.
Tonight, 2 and 6 o'clock tomorrow at the Playhouse, 984-3055. And did you talk about the, you did talk about Pause for a Cause, the 5K run. Iron Man 2 opens this weekend, if you like that sort of thing.
White Buffalo, George Adello, and Band of Rockers tonight at 9:30 at El Farol.
That's pretty good.
And at the Screen, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, to go to the Screen. Oh, there's a film there opening tonight, and I wish I had done an interview on it. Maybe I can fit one in. I'm not sure if I can or not. But there's this film called Sweetgrass, which is about people who are, I guess you would call it modern cowboys, only they're wrangling not cows, but sheep. Thousands of sheep in Montana.
Sanchez has a nice piece on this in Positano.
It's a beautiful documentary. It's one of those documentaries that really shows you in almost like in real time. It's slow. The life of I guess a day in the life. So you're watching it and you just see the sheep going by and then you see the sheep shearing and you see different parts of their lives. And it's beautiful. It doesn't have that standard documentary form with a narrative and a point and a moral.
Well, it's got sheep, though.
It has
sheep. So that
sheep
makes up for it.
Oh, yes.
And the director is going to be available for a chat over the weekend at the Screen. Call 473-6494. And they're still playing The Art of the Steel, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and the one you mentioned called The Late Bloomer.
What about 35 Shots of Rum?
I don't know if that's still playing.
It says it is.
Final okay.
Shows?
Could be. Meanwhile, CCA is still running Prodigal Sons, The Secret of Kells. Pop Goes the Indian is a discussion of Native Americans, government policy in Hollywood with Stephen Wall and Jason Silverman, 7:30 Tuesday. And Birdemic, the supposedly worst, best movie ever made. And I believe A Single Man is playing out its run at CCA. And if you're still dying to see Hot Tub Time Machine, it's at Regal North 6, discounted money. Don't forget Mother's Day. It's Sunday. What are you going to do? Do something surprising for your mother.
Yeah, I'll take her to Hot Tub Time Machine.
I deserve everything I get on the show. I open myself up for it, and I just, even when I try to bait you, it always backfires. I feel like there's mouse traps, rat traps set against me here.
Hey, Tropic of Capricorn up on Old Las Vegas Highway is having its 8th anniversary celebration, and Saturday and Sunday all weekends demos on things like composting. There's a small dog rescue, pets and adoption rescue, creation and design of Western metal furniture, landscaping, orchid repotting, all kinds of things. And that's happening at Tropic of Capricorn. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Robert Knott, thank you for being with us.
Well, it's my pleasure this morning.
Speaking of the arts.
Well, I try.
Robert Knott is very good at speaking of the arts and
even
also
if I don't always speak so
singing
artistically.
And talking about
fall
x-ray glasses and
love.
All kinds of good things.
I'm never gonna fall in love.
We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org.
Baby, I swear I'm gonna fall.
We're podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show.
I love when I tickle you and you laugh.
You can subscribe
Let's
to the show.
Let's do it again.
No! You can subscribe to the show on iTunes.
Stop
you can
that.
Find us at facebook.com/radiocafe.
If your mother could see you now.
She's probably walking in right now.
Well.
Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Jazz a la Carta. Robert Knott
Don't
is with the
that.
Santa Fe New Mexican. And he's with us here just about every
I'm
Friday. Speaking
tickled.
Of the arts, you
Stop.
Are not. You're ripping up paper. I don't know why you're doing that. Have a wonderful weekend, Robert, and we will see you in...
What do you care if I'm ripping up paper for? It's my IRS funds there.
I'm just saying.
You have a great weekend, too.
You have a great weekend. We'll see you at Trip to Bountiful.
That'd be nice. I'd love to take a trip with you.
To Bountiful?
Mm.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Say the other one.
See you at Bountiful.
No, keep going.
Ciao.
Ugh.